Pennsylvania has its famous groundhog, but here in the Northern Neck in Virginia's Tidewater, spring comes with the sound of this. In the spring, osprey migrate from the southern hemisphere, showing up here around the first week of March. They nest atop boathouses, channel markers, piers, water towers, and sometimes on nesting platforms. Then the shouting begins. The species also is a tell for the health of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, including climate change, depletion of fish stocks, and pollution. Brian Watts, director of the Center for Conservation Biology, is enlisting an army of citizen scientists to help keep track of the birds as they mate and rear their young.
Here in the Chesapeake Bay, we kind of associate osprey with the Chesapeake, and I know a lot of people know what's going on with their pairs, and we'd sort of like to, as a collective community, capture some of that information from people.
Watts said because osprey occupy both hemispheres and can be found worldwide, they can be used as a global environmental indicator. Locally, by studying the bird's productivity in different parts of the Chesapeake Bay, scientists may learn how much menhaden is needed in their diet. Menhaden, a favorite fish of osprey, has been overfished, leading to new catch limits on commercial fisheries. To join Project Osprey Watch, register your nest online at osprey-watch.org. This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Reedville.